This is the moment. A new start. Now the UK has left the EU.
Time for us to get going.
To seize new opportunities as we transition to our new relationship.
Get moving.
It's in our hands now.
So we've got to get started.
Truck drivers.
Tech entrepreneurs.
Engineers.
Fishermen.
Farmers.
Lawyers.
Makers.
Holiday makers.
Creators.
Big business. Small business. Travelling for business.
We all need to plan ahead.
Check the guidance. Make the changes. And let's get going.
Sign up now at gov.uk/transition and check, change, go for the UK's new start.
99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
At Ben and Kelly Show, you send us messages. Maybe you have an issue that you need help with. You need some advice from people who don't have a dog in the fight, so to speak.
Slide into our DMs.
Slide into our DMs, and we'll try not to screw up your issue.
Got a relationship problem? Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up.
Try not to.
This is free therapy.
Hey, Carrie, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Will you walk us through what you messaged us?
Yeah, so my fiance and I had a big wedding planned for April that was obviously postponed by the pandemic.
Sure.
And, you know, as the weeks went on, it was pretty obvious that, you know, it was going to be a long time before we'd be able to have this big wedding, you know, with out-of-town guests.
Right.
So when we finally got a chance, we just did a small ceremony and made it official that way.
Oh, you kind of like...
I know a lot of people that did that, or whatever.
You
make it official so that you're actually married.
Okay.
But you're just going to have another ceremony later.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We were just like, okay, let's just do this. Right. We don't know when.
Yeah.
But the reaction from our family that we've gotten has been like crazy.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I really thought like, you know, the people, I thought they'd be happy for us, but they're actually like the opposite. My mom isn't even like talking to me.
Okay. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So you didn't let anybody know you guys were running off and getting married? You just did it spontaneously?
Yeah. We kind of just, you know, did the court thing, but it's like we had to do it before that was going to shut down. No, we didn't know it was happening, and we obviously knew nobody could travel or do anything. Like, so even if we told them, they couldn't do anything about it.
Oh.
Wow. Okay.
Do you think the reason they're upset, though, is that you didn't, like, give them a heads up?
I guess so, but it's, yeah, I mean, I get it, but it's like, we were just going to have, like, a party later, kind of like a delayed reception whenever we could.
Yeah. Yeah. So... Do you have other family members or anything or what's your, what about your husband's side?
Yeah, his family, you know, they seem the same way. One of them was even kind of like snarky about it. Like, well, don't expect the wedding present we were going to give you.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Is this really rude or do they have a point? Like, I don't know. We just move on, have a reception later. I'm not sure.
No, it sounds already like you've got enough salty family members. Like, what's that reception going to be like now?
Well, I think with time, you know, maybe. I don't know.
Have you tried to have a conversation with them like this? Just say, hey, well, this is why we ended up, it happened this way. And
I think we need to get on, like, maybe do a little Zoom call or something face to face. Because, you know, like, I don't know. I think it's probably easy to be rude when we're not in person.
You know what? I'm just going to say this. Pandemics suck.
Yeah, they do.
I've decided that pandemics just have ruined everything.
Nothing good about it.
Yeah. So.
Oh.
Well, again, let me say congratulations because that's cool that you know are now married.
You have a husband now.
Yeah,
yes.
Right. So, you know, hopefully there are several people already texting in about how maybe you can approach this with your family, but you know, hopefully we can help you out.
Thank you.